What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did want to promote WWL a little bit this morning and stay away from some of the hard news and just talk about something that's very important, I think, to you and to others. And you'll understand in just a second when I mention it. So there's been this move afoot by car manufacturers to eliminate AM radio in electric vehicles. According to them, they say it causes the electric vehicle causes interference to the AM band, and therefore they want to abandon the AM band totally in electric vehicles, not in internal combustion engines. There's a bill that's been introduced, and it's called the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. And it's sitting on the agenda in Congress. We would love to have that bill move through the process before we get to the Christmas break, or the election break, I should say. There are a lot of things that need to fall in place, but we have a lot of support on that legislation, and we actually need your help. If you could call your U.S. senator, your U.S. representative, tell them about it. For us, it's critically important. If you think back to the days in the aftermath of Katrina and the fact that the only connection that you had while traveling from point A to point B or evacuating or otherwise was a strong AM signal of local radio that can hit 12 to 15 states during the day, and maybe as many as 30 states at night, depending on the atmospheric conditions that are present. And I've heard from so many people with each and every event, hurricane event, bad weather event or otherwise that we've had, that their only connection to the city was WWL radio because of the strength of their signal. FM radio does not have the same strength. It's a different technology. It works differently. The way the towers function are vastly different. They don't have the signal footprint that AM radio has. So I know that we are going to be advancing and electric vehicles are on the forefront. And this is not a knock on electric vehicles. It's not. It really isn't. What this is about a lost opportunity. The opportunity to be informed, the opportunity to have the most current and relevant information, what's going on both pre-storm, during the storm, post-storm. And you don't have to think very far back in your mind to recall that that was your only connection to this city. There are not many live local radio stations any longer. They don't exist like they once did. And one of the reasons that it's so important to our community is that it still exists here. And we're giving out that information live over the radio band. You can pick it up at the hotel that you're in, hundreds of miles away from the city of New Orleans. You may still have family that's back home during the event and not able to get out of town, and there's an interest. I just think back to Ida, of what was going on in St. Charles Parish. Real time. We had people calling into the radio as they were climbing into their attic. And the only communication that we had with a lot of folks of emergency response and otherwise in that parish and throughout the river region was over the air, on radio. People had lost power. They were listening to their battery-operated radios in their homes, with a pickaxe going up in the attic. And, you know, in many occasions, we were able to direct individuals to help and assist. These are the things that we so sometimes easily forget about the impact of radio each and every day. Most of the current information relative to both AM radio and FM radio is that still over 70% of adults get their news every day from radio. Most people, a lot of people, I should say, think it's a dying medium. It's anything but that. The fact of the matter is the most convenient time to listen to what you are the most interested in is when? If you're smart and you're not texting while you're driving, right, you're listening to radio. And you're catching the snippets of information that are so critical to what you're doing day in and day out. We're bringing current, relevant news, breaking news, traffic reports, weather reports, and the list goes on and on and on. So just a little plea for your assistance. The AM radio for every vehicle act, if you have a chance to reach out to your congressperson, your U.S. senators, let them know about your feelings, about making sure that we preserve the sanctity of AM radio into our future.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.